So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you get 8 minutes of inspiration for entrepreneurs. And my guest today is so inspirational to me personally. I just can't even believe how blessed I am to have her with us. She travels all around the globe. I think she has aha moments like most of us have breakfast. So welcome, Dari Hansen. How are you today?
Thank you for having me on the show again. Wonderful this morning. A lot of things are changing and we are here. What are we going to change and create today?
You know, let's start with that. How can I change my business energy? If I'm in that place where I'm not having bright riches for me,
yes.
What can I do that kind of shifts that and changes that energy for me?
Well, thank you for that wonderful question. And the first thing that pops up right away is first, what is your point of view about what is right riches for you? What is your riches? And that's a thing where we have definitions and we have meanings that we attach to things. And then when we don't have them show up the way we have decided that they should show up, that my riches that you have defined, we go in a conclusion that I don't have my riches showing up. I don't have my wealth showing up. I don't have my business growing. But instead of going in that conclusion and basically a dead end to possibility, what if we could go and ask a question, okay, what is my definition and the meaning to business that grows, riches that contribute, wealth that creates with me? And what is actually riches and wealth and business to me? And destroy and then create, move beyond and let go of all the points of view that you have had so far that don't allow you to have those riches, those that wealth, that the business you have been dreaming about. One of the things that I tell to all my clients and remind myself all the time is that if it's not showing up, you probably are not asking big enough.
Oh my gosh, you know, I love that you said that. That's just so perfect because I was stepping through a slumpish kind of energy and I went, oh my gosh, I stopped asking big enough. And it wasn't complacency, which is a different energy. It was, I just forgot that it's more of our birthright to expand than contract. I just kind of brain froze. And yep. So then I thought I was slumped, but what was happening was things weren't getting created big enough. And so it was really a game changer for me just to go into that space and then say, okay, huh, what could be even bigger, you know?
Yeah. And again, ask yourself, what is the definition of bigger? What is the definition of greater? Because every single definition will limit that which you can create, that you, which you are here to create. And it sounds so simple, but when you start actually looking at it and actually being very vulnerable with yourself and honest and blunt, what is big enough for me? Whatever is going to come up is a limitation and a conclusion already that you most likely have bought from the environment you live in, the things you have seen, the things you have heard of. Because unfortunately, our brain can only cognitize that which we have seen, heard, or tasted. That which goes and lies beyond and above all that, brain cannot compute. So when you ask yourself a question, the first thing normally we go to is the cognition and the computation with the usage of our brain, rather than allowing ourselves, and I should say mind, rather than allowing ourselves actually be aware of possibility energetically and not having to conclude what it looks like. So if somebody asks me right now, what would you like your business to be? Let's take a little less of a bigger example and more tangible example. What car would you like to have, right? And for a lot of people, the car they drive is the token of their success. So the first thing that would come up for me is a Bentley, but Bentley is the biggest that and the most beautiful car I have seen so far that I can associate with the energy of what I'd like to drive. It's not Rolls Royce, but it's Bentley. But what else is available there that I don't even know of? Because long time ago, I wasn't aware of Bentleys. And what I wanted was BMW. I never got BMW. I got Acura, which looked like a BMW. And every single person who knew me thought I was driving a BMW because that was the energy I was bringing with it. But the moment I saw Bentley, I went, oh, that actually matches a lot more the energy of what I would like than BMW. I actually don't want BMW. And now that hasn't yet showed up. But I'm not in the question, why is it not showing up? I'm in the question, okay, when can this show up and what else can be greater? Because then you can open up to that space of possibility that you cannot cognitize, but you are connecting yourself through a point of creation that you can relate to. So what, when you're with your business, look at the other similar businesses, go, that would be what I could aim for, but what is beyond that?
Right.
And how can I, what would it take to have that for my business? Universe, show me. And one more question that I love asking now with anything that has to do with money, riches, capacities, businesses. Universe, show me how I can. Blank. Because then you acknowledge that you can, and you now ask for universe to conspire with you.
Right, because it's way too easy and to cop out and say I just can't, or it's not showing up, so I'm an idiot, or what? How else could I beat myself up because I'm judge myself because it's not where I want to be when I want to be, and that energy that you just said of universe, show me what I can do, or show me what an action I could take today, even, or show me what I could have now, or show me what might be beautiful. It's like it's a different energy. It's more like something I've been saying from this Christian movie was like, bloom where you're planted.
Yep.
Oh, I'm Daria. It's so much fun talking to you. I know 8 minutes goes by in like a blink. How can I reach you and how can I find out more? And thank you for bringing all the right riches for you people together for the Erica Glessing Show.
Oh, I'm so grateful for all of my counterparts being on your show. It's so much fun. They've all have enjoyed the interviews with you. You can find us on www.rightrichesforyou.com. We all live there.
I know, and I'm so grateful for you all. I think it's really been an expansive experience, and we're just going to have so much fun promoting this whole, all the episodes with all the Right Riches for You facilitators. So thanks again, Daria. Thank you for making the time.
Thank you.
Today's show was brought to you by Audible. For a free book that you can listen to anywhere, go to audibletrial.com/The Erica Glessing Show and enjoy a book from our wonderful sponsor, Audible.